My dear beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, do not find faults with your fellow Muslim brothers, because the one who finds faults with his fellow Muslim brother, Allah reveals his faults upon others. And he whose faults are revealed by Allah will be exposed by him, even though he is in the interior of his house. My dear Islamic brothers, the one who believed in Allah, in other words, the one who accepted Islam and comes in the fold of Islam, then Islam provides a comprehensive system to protect one's self-respect, honor, and dignity. And Islam explains its rulings. Everyone will not be permitted, but whoever wants to start searching with anyone's faults and to seek out in one's private matters and secrets. Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, the worst form of usury is to ridicule and disrepute your fellow Muslim brother. Well, opponents, unfortunately, they are always searching if they can find any private matter of family, any secret of his business. He may be your opponent, maybe your biggest competitor, but he is also Muslim, isn't it? Don't you fear Allah that you ridicule someone's daughter, sister, mother, degrade someone's self-respect, honor, dignity, just for your own personal interests? Don't you have sisters or mother? Don't you have daughters and sisters? Don't you have children yourself? Don't you fear from the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal? The way you ridiculed and degraded someone's daughter's respect, disreputed someone's mother, daughter, sister, brother, or one's personality without permission of Allah. If Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is displeased and then He reveals your faults and you're disgraced, then what will you do and who will protect you? At least ask from any Mufti of Islam whether you have any permission in Islam for what you are doing. Alas, on top of that, unfortunately, you're taking money for your such profession. Such a disgrace. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers, such a person should feel shame that I'm such a filthy and bad person who finds with others faults without any permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. Such people even search faults of their opponent's sisters, mother, sister-in-law, daughter, brother. They seek out faults in their private matters, businesses. They keep on searching for the weaknesses. They just want one weakness so that that can be propagated. And the motive is, my opponent will be disgraced and my reputation will go up. To be honest with you, one should spit on such reputation which is gained after ridiculing others. If you're a Muslim, try to understand what I'm saying. Get yourself out of being big-headed. As some say, we also know something. You don't know anything. You can't even purify your impure dress. When you even can't purify your impure dress, then how can you purify someone's impure character, my dear? When your own self is full of impurity of sins and filth, then how can you purify others, my dear? When your own heart has become filthy because of ridiculing and disreputing others, then how can you purify whole society? Those who couldn't do any good to their own selves, how can they benefit others?